I make no pretensions about preaching a sermon, as it says in the order of service. The most I would grace my few words with is a homily, if it is that. I see a tree dancing to the music of the wind. I hear the pizzicato of raindrops on my skylight. And I hear the rumbling thunder of turmoil in the heavens above. Now, 80-odd years ago, when I was 8, I would have said that was a lot of rot. That had nothing to do with music. Music, I would say, comes from violins and trumpets and possibly record players. But I want to say what I think about music. You can argue about it. But to me, music, among other things, is that which is so very welcome to the ear, so wonderful to hear. You know, I think of a couple, childless for many years, who eventually have a baby. And they put that precious bundle in the oh-so-long empty crib. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, that little bundle of joy wakes them up screaming, and they are delighted. They're delighted to hear this child that they have produced between them make this noise and let them know, yes, it is there, it is alive, and it is functioning wonderfully. Come and feed me. And I think that would be music for them. I don't care how else you describe it. And then I think that if I heard an intruder downstairs at the small hours of the morning, and I dialed 911, and then I heard the approaching sirens of the police, oh, would that not be music to my ears? Yes. Music is not just produced by trumpets and violins. It is not just little black dots written on graph paper. It can come to us from where we want it to come. Now, at the same time, this 8-year-old me, all those years ago, my much older sister, Hannah, took me to see my first opera. I think it was at the Old Vic in London. And we must have been way up in the gods, because I remember the stage looked like a postage stamp down there. But the opera was Hansel and Gretel by Humperdinck. And I can still remember the little hands go clap, 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 little feet go tap, 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 which is one of the little things in there. And this is all of 80 years ago. And it's only since I've been working on this little presentation that it has come back to me over all those years. At the same time that my sister was taking me to the opera, she also bought a portable wind-up gramophone. Oh, it was the height of technology in our house. And she also bought a good number of records. Now, it does puzzle me, because even a 12-inch record, which was the second biggest, I think it only contains, 4 or 5 minutes worth of music. And yet I can remember arias from operas, I can remember the key pieces of symphonies, which have lasted with me, not all of my life, I must admit, because I have forgotten them now, but it lasted me a very long time. And you may have noticed that I keep talking about operas and concertos and God knows what, because in my house, jazz, or what my family considered jazz, was a bit of a dirty word. And so I grew up solely with what we consider to be highbrow music, you know, Baroque, classical, romance music. And only one record do I remember that ever got into our house that was not of that nature of that. My youngest sister, Margaret, who is still living in north of England, she brought in a record. I don't know if she had to tuck it under her coat to bring it in or not, but it was called Trouble in Paradise. And she alone played it, but I evidently did listen to it because I remember it fairly clearly. So when I talk about music, really I'm talking about classical music. Now I believe there's a lot to be said for jazz, but I'm not the one to say it. And, Now, what does music do for people? Well, I mean, I've known for several months that I was going to be doing this, so I went out, and at various times I asked people what music meant to them. And, well, I suppose I should start off with what music does for me. Music entrances me. Not all music, I should hasten to add, but some music. Sometimes I hear music for the very first time, and wow, I'm grabbed. It's like meeting a wonderful new person for the first time. You know, some people's personality just grabs you, and you think, yes, this is a wonderful person. And sometimes I hear a piece of music. Yeah, you know, doesn't do much for me at all. And but it may be on a CD that it has some other favorite music on it. And as I continue to play this CD, I hear the unfamiliar music. And if I play it long enough, that new unfamiliar music becomes more familiar and more entrancing to my ear because I can go along with it. I know when the fast bits come and I know what's happening to this music. It's like getting to know somebody. As you get to know somebody, you know more about them and you enjoy them more. And that is the way many pieces of music are for me. And I find this entrancing. Music, I find such a mystery, really, because for some people, music is a mere nothing. Some people can listen to music and it's just sound. But other people really do get a great deal out of music. I said to one man, I spoke to a man, I said, what does music do for you? Oh, he said, music is my life's blood. Well, good. I would like to talk to him more about it, but circumstances drove us apart. And then I was waiting for an airplane in Montreal Airport, and I said to a young fellow sitting next to me, I didn't say it straight off, but as part of the subsequent conversation, I said, what does music do for you? Oh, he said, he was about 13. He said, music, I like music. It really helps me to concentrate when I'm doing my homework. And then I think probably at that time, I remember Harold Brown saying to me one day, Dennis, when you listen to music, don't do anything else. I wish I could obey that. And I do spend a good deal of time, as somebody will attest, I spend a good deal of time just listening to music. In fact, at one time I was so taken up by music, I thought, Why don't you learn the piano? Go learn the piano. Learn an instrument. You like music so much. So I went and I tried to learn the piano, which went along swimmingly until we got into keys. Keys. Well, it didn't make too much sense to me, so I thought, well, perhaps I should learn to play the, what's the very simple instrument? The recorder. I thought any fool could learn the recorder. Well, it turns out that not every fool could learn the recorder. And so I gave it up, and since then, my role in the world of music has been that of listener. I think I've already touched upon the fact that for me, many pieces of music only become wonderful when I've heard them a good many times. This, I think, is music where it is the melody, the timing, the rhythm or something. Because I remember being in somebody's house and this woman said to me, "Dennis, you've got to hear this." And she turned on this record or this tape. And it was of a piece of music by Rachmaninoff. But it wasn't piano music. It was choral music. And it was, of course, I suppose, in Russian. Certainly was not in English. And the sheer volume of the voices, the sheer sonority, I think is the word, of it, just grabbed me. And I did. When I got home, I went and bought the CD myself. But it is not any, there is no intellectual component to it at all. It is just the beautiful sound of all those voices that really grabbed me. Music comes to us in various ways. There is instrumental music. There is singing. And there are, I suppose, there are other words of kinds of music. I can't go think of them at the moment. But if I say to you, Spirit of life, come unto me. Sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion. Blow in the wind. Rise in the sea. Move in the hand, giving life the shape of justice. Roots, hold me close. Wings, set me free. Spirit of life, come unto me. Now that's all very well and good, but as most of you know, when you start to put that to music, as I might do now, what a difference it makes. Spirit of life, come to me, come to me. Spirit of life, what where am I? All the stories are compassion. Be close, we set me free. We to me. quite a difference. Now, when I look back at my 8-year-old self, I don't care if he thinks it's silly for me to see a tree. Dancing in the wind. Or to hear a pizzicato of raindrops on my skylight. It makes me feel in touch with all of the world. And that's all I ask for. Amen.